Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be in love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy D. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk, the quickest hour in internet radio. I'm your host,
yes, I got my co-host,
Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Ms. V. How are you doing?
There's a party going on over here, as you can hear.
I see that. Hey, it's been a great weekend.
We got snow today that we were not expecting, so let's rephrase it. We were supposed to get a small amount and then the rest tomorrow, and apparently Mother Nature had another idea. But the funny thing is that everybody didn't get the snow, because I was talking to other people who said they didn't get no snow. And we're talking about 30 miles from me. Well, not even 30 miles. I'll say 30 minutes. Well, 15, 20 miles from me. Didn't get no snow that needed to be shoveled. I had to pull up a snowblower today.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'll probably have to pull it out tomorrow. So, this is going to be fun. On top of two puppies who are vying for attention. I don't normally start my show off with people trying to get in my lap and moving my hands. And literally, they know when I'm on the computer because they know how to move my hand out the way with the mouth. I'm like, oh, y'all just really got it going on. They
want to play.
As you can hear, the party has started. And that's how it's been going all day long. This has been my day all day long. Remind everybody, we've only got two more shows before Super Bowl. We will not be on Super Bowl Sunday. I am highly disappointed in today's game. Now, Matthew Stafford couldn't throw a fucking ball worth shit when he was here. He was getting tackled on all kinds of shit. This motherfucker beat Tom Brady today. I'm not going to go. See, even the dogs don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I was not expecting that today on that game, and I caught very, very little of it with taking too long of a nap today. So my errands had to be hurried up, so I missed that game. Other than last I saw, it was like 24. Something three. Then 17.
I don't even know what the score was when it ended, because when I turned away, it was tied. So I'm assuming they probably got a field goal, so it's probably 30-27.
Yep, that was the final score. Rams won.
So
that's what I got off
of
the post game.
I got a
complaint.
And last night's game. Something to say. Now, I know Cracker Barrels are all over the South. And Cracker Barrel, before anybody comes out and talks about Cracker Barrel with the name, first of all, Cracker Barrel still got pretty good food, okay? I'm pissed as hell because I went to Cracker Barrel today. And you know when you have your mouth ready for something and shit just don't go right? Why did I call my order into Cracker Barrel today? Now, to tell you what I was craving, I don't eat a, as long as you guys have been listening to this show, you really don't, I don't eat a lot of fried food. That's not me. I do a lot of baked stuff. The only thing fried that I really eat is French fries because I love my French fries. And they don't taste right when I put them in the oven. I'm just keeping it real. They just don't. I've tried all kind of versions of air frying. I done did everything. I cannot get them the way I want them.
Agree with you there.
But today I wanted the Southern Fried Chicken Dinner from Cracker Barrel. Now, I called my order in way in advance. And, you know, Cracker Barrel is not known for being that friendly to people outside of crackers. That was a little joke for anybody who didn't catch it. But I called on the phone. So, and this, like I said, I've gone to this Cracker Barrel before. And it's not like I walked up in there and they ignored me. No, none of this. Even the fucking manager had to apologize. I'm standing there now. I thought I was going to get home in time and start watching this goddamn game. I called my order in. You ready for this? At 10 minutes to 3, it took me 15 minutes to get to the Cracker Barrel. I got there like at 3:20. Do you know these motherfuckers, people was walking in, getting their food, leaving. And I'm like, I stood there and I said, damn, did y'all have to kill the chicken and pluck it? And the guy said, well, what's your name? And I tell him my name. And he goes back there. He's like, they're working on it now. And then he comes back. He's like, oh, they said it's already out here. I thought they said it here. Ain't no food up here. He looks. He looks through the whole thing. Food not there. He calls back there. Food's not there. They was like, check again. They was like, the food is not there. They come up. They got to remake my food. Come out. They don't know what happened to it. How the fuck? I'm standing here, so, and it would have been, I may have understood it, like, if they would have said that, hey, you know, I gave the food away by mistake, but I was standing there, okay? My food was not given away by mistake unless it was given away before I got there, okay?
Right.
And I don't think Cracker Barrel cooks that damn quick. So, all the names that were on the food were, none of them were like my name. So, I'm like, I done watch their shelf get empty and get filled back up, okay?
Mm.
I told them, I was like, y'all need to get me a manager. So they give me a free peach cobbler, which I have not eaten yet because, naturally, because I got my food later than I anticipated, and I think you guys have heard me talk about my weight loss journey and everything. I went to the doctor. I gained 3 pounds, and they said that was probably over the holiday. So I'm really, really watching how I eat and what time I eat. So this really fucked me
right.
up because when you can only eat 8 hours out of the day, you don't want to overeat either because you'll make yourself sick. So it cut down
right.
my time frame. By the time I got home, I'm like, ain't this a bitch? And I haven't even pulled out my receipt because peach cobbler, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that they gave me a free peach cobbler, but the fact that you had to, oh, and here's the thing. They said, we're going to remake her food. Now, we all know that you could. There's no way to make fried chicken quick, right? No way.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get up out of Cracker Barrel like after 4 o'clock. Ain't no damn way. I was like, what the fuck? And my chicken, it was good. When I finally ate it, but because, again, I'm on this time frame of how much, when I can eat,
yeah.
I really did not get a chance to enjoy my food the way I wanted to. And one of my sides, to ensure that I did not overeat, because Cracker Barrel gives you a lot of food. If anybody, I can't speak for any location other than the location I go to. I normally eat for 2 days off of the food that I get from Cracker Barrel, only because of the way I eat. And they tell you, do not, like, once you feel full, don't force a, so, I knew
yeah.
one of my sides I made a salad because their salads, when they be there to go, it's a big-ass fucking salad. That fucking side salad was a damn meal. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? I was like, so I'm going to be literally, because of what they did, I'm going to be eating for 3 days. But I'm like, damn. Cracker Barrel can y'all get some shit? You know, I was really, really set to have my food like at 3 o'clock and be sitting back chilling and watching a game and being pissed. I couldn't even watch the fucking game. And again, we're not going to have any more discussions about that shit because I'm still pissed about it. Thank God I didn't have a dog in the race other than I wanted Tom Brady to win. But it is what it is. You know, but I'll be okay. But I'm letting this shit be known. Cracker Barrel, y'all got to step up. And I don't talk about, and you guys know, I don't really talk about ordering food out that often. And Cracker Barrel is one of the few restaurants that I will consider that I don't consider it fast food because I don't think there's anything fast about anything that you get from Cracker Barrel. I consider that real food. I'm sure they probably do some things quick there. But overall, you're getting a real meal. You know, you go to Cracker Barrel, you ain't talking about 3 or 4 hours later, let me go grab me another piece. It's just not happening. Like, I go to KFC, that's like, even though KFC, you know, people would say, well, it's chicken. No, but chicken can be fast food.
Oh,
you go to Cracker Barrel. Like, at KFC, you can order, like, certain things. Cracker Barrel, you're ordering a meal, and you're picking your sides. And they got real sides at Cracker Barrel, okay? Like, my sides today were, just so everybody know, my sides today was I did the fried okra because I love fried okra. I love fried okra. Even though I can tell you, I know Cracker Barrel did not make the fried okra fresh. I know that came out of a bag because I know the difference between fresh fried okra and okra out of bag. That was out of bag. I'm okay with that, though, because it wasn't cooked hard. And I know my salad was made right there in the restaurant. So I'm like, come on, Cracker Barrel. Y'all got to do better. I got to talk about it. You know, I was disappointed today. And I've gone to this Cracker Barrel before, and it's only one Cracker Barrel near me. So I want y'all to understand, the next closest Cracker Barrel to me is, I think they said, 40 miles away, and that's going to the south, going toward Monk. So it can't be that far. So it has to be like 25 miles away. But still, 25 miles is a long way to go to a Cracker Barrel, okay? So the next closest Cracker Barrel is to my south, 25 miles, and then the next one to my north is 45 miles. So it's not like the Cracker Barrel is just sitting there where you say, hey, if I can't go to this one, I'll go to that one. You know, that ain't how that shit works.
Yeah.
You ain't riding down on no Cracker Barrel. And when I tell people that there's a Cracker Barrel near me, people laugh because if you live in Detroit, you're not going to Cracker Barrel. I kid you not. When I lived in Detroit, I knew the Cracker Barrel that I lived by is the one I used to tell people because they say, ain't no Cracker Barrel near us? And I'd be like, yeah, it is. And I would tell them where it's at, and they're like, I ain't driving all the way out there. And they're right, because when I lived in the city, I was not driving all the way out here for no damn Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel made sure they were not in the city, okay? Just letting it be known, Cracker Barrel made sure that they're not for the city folk. And
that's funny. I mean, I'm with you. Yeah, Cracker Barrel, I mean, they're farther away from me than I want to drive. And last thing, too, I haven't eaten at a Cracker Barrel since 97.
Wow.
So now, I mean, I actually do need to go back there and try them again, but it would be like a special occasion. I mean, it's just like Popeyes. Popeyes, for me, the closest one I've got is roughly about 10 miles, which doesn't seem far, but it's out of my way on the way home. So if I'm over by there at a certain time, then I'll pick up some Popeyes.
Well, because the Popeyes is close to me always have a long line.
Yeah.
Well, everything has a long line by me now because most of the none of the insides are open, so everybody's in the drive-thru. So, and like I said, I was going to get KFC today, and I was like, hell no, because that KFC, I had yet to go past the one, there's only one KFC near me. That I know of. I don't even know where the next KFC is. I'm going to be honest. But the one KFC, whenever I go buy it, I'd be like, damn, that line long. I'd be like, oh, I'm good. And see, that's why other fast food places get money, because when you want something like KFC and you see that long line, you'd be like, oh, I'll just stop here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of like Chick-fil-A, Whataburger, same thing.
Well,
it's,
you know what? Chick-fil-A's are popping up all over the place. Now, I actually, the closest Chick-fil-A to me is like 7 miles away. And I'm not,
yeah.
I'm going to say this, I am not a Chick-fil-A person. I have been told that I ordered the wrong thing from Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
Eventually, I'll go back. But I went to Chick-fil-A, oh, God, 7-8 years ago. It was in Virginia.
Yeah.
I went there for work. And now everybody's saying, you got to try Chick-fil-A. You got to, you know, people were, before Chick-fil-A got to Michigan, people were going to Ohio to go to Chick-fil-A. That's how much they... I ain't that shit. You know, I haven't met no food that good. I'm driving to another damn state for it. I'm just being honest.
Oh, hell no.
Hell, I love
hell
Jack
no.
in the Box, and I'm not driving. Now, I will have Jack in the Box when I go out of town to places like on the West Coast, but I'm not making an appointment just to go. But I was just like, seriously. So when I went to Chick-fil-A for the very first time when I went for my job. And apparently, like they said, I must have ordered the wrong thing. Because Chick-fil-A, I was like, this shit ain't special. Now, I was told I guess I should have ordered the chicken sandwich or something, because I ordered a chicken salad. They was like, well, you don't want their baked chicken or their broiled chicken. But that's why I said it wasn't that fucking damn special to me, okay? I was just like, this one people tripping over? I was like, I'm good. So eventually I will go back, because what should I get from Chick-fil-A that's making motherfuckers say that this is like the bomb, diggy bomb?
Yeah. Now, do you have a golden chick up there in Michigan?
No.
Okay. We've got that down here in Oklahoma. And I would actually rather have their chicken sandwich compared to, and everybody would go, you are a traitor. And it's like, no, I prefer their chicken sandwich over Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is good.
Now, I'm going to tell you some chicken that's good. It's called Gus's Chicken. And I guess it's originally from the South. I've been to Gus's once. They did a promotion when they first opened here. I haven't been back, even though I probably could get in there easier because I know where the location is, but it's called like Gus's Hot Chicken or something. Oh, that shit is good. That Gus's chicken is good. And I'll call it brown bag chicken. And for y'all don't know what brown bag chicken is, brown bag chicken is that fried chicken that you put in the bag and the grease comes through it. That's what you call real fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what Gus's make, is that brown bag chicken.
Yep. We've got a place down here. It's mostly in convenience stores, gas stations, but it's crispy, crunchy chicken. And
is that
they
Chester's?
Have
because
some.
I've seen that before.
They have some
they call
of
that
the
Chester's
best.
Crispy. They call that Chester's crispy chicken here. And they're in gas stations and party stores.
Yeah, could be the same. They have actually some damn good chicken, especially coming out of a gas station. I was like, damn.
Okay.
And
now,
down here, red beans
place,
and rice.
They sell chicken. They sell the gizzards also.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the same place, because that's the only place I know you could get chicken gizzards.
Yes.
And for those y'all who ain't never had no fried chicken gizzards, you have to have them.
Oh.
Yes, it's an acquired taste, but you're not getting no chicken gizzards from KFC or Popeye's.
No.
Okay?
No. Or livers.
I'm not a big
I
fan
love
of chicken
both.
Livers.
Oh, I love both of them.
But, yeah, so it must be the same taste, because the place up here also sells the gizzards and livers also.
Uh-huh. Do they have the red beans and rice?
I don't know, because I don't go to – there's only they're far and few, but when you see it, like,
right.
I know the party source that got them. And
yeah.
Because I have my select stores that I go to,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I know where they're at, and when I see them, I'm like, they always catch me on Meatless Monday. I'm being
right.
honest, and for anybody who don't know about Meatless Monday, I'm not being funny. I've been doing this, what, Greg, what is it? It's been about 3 or 4 years now, isn't it, that I've been doing Meatless Monday?
I'm thinking about 4 years.
So
I mean,
they always catch me on
that.
They always catch me on Meatless Monday. So I'm like, well, shit, I can't do that because it's Meatless Monday. That's not the reason why I'm pissed at fucking Cracker Barrel, because of the time they gave me my damn food, I can't eat meat tomorrow. And I know everybody say, Miss V, it's one damn day. I cheat every now and then, but I really am adamant on this Meatless Monday. And it's not as
yeah.
hard as people would think. It's actually quite easy when you start doing it. I actually have my family. They're like, no. Like, they'll be like, oh, it's, they'll be like, oh, damn. It's Meatless Monday. Like, I'm taking my mother to Red Robin in a couple of weeks. I'm actually taking her on a Monday. But she knows that it's Meatless Monday, so she's like, where are you going to eat? And I'm like, I already figured out what I'm going to eat. It is very easy to eat on Meatless Monday if you have it planned out. And once you get used to it, it actually, even when you're running the streets, it's easy because, for one, French fries are part of Meatless Monday. If I can't find nothing else, I can give me a thing of French fries. But normally what I do, and I'm going to tell everybody here, is Taco Bell is the only day that I will condone for Meatless. Why? Because Taco Bell's dollar menu, they have a rice and bean burrito. Their cheesy rice and bean burrito is actually really good. And I know people will say,
mm-hmm.
really? But when you're talking about having that on Meatless Monday, that's a way to get food real quick, even if you're running around, and you're still conforming to your Meatless Monday. I'm just letting everybody know. And then if you go to the grocery store, Minute Rice has a bowl that is red beans and rice that goes into the microwave for a minute. And that's already made. You just pop that in there 1 minute, and you got your meal.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Meatless
oh, yeah.
Monday. It's actually easy for me now. At first, I was like, how the hell am I going to do this Meatless Monday? I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, Meatless Monday is easy, even when I'm going out, because I can get a salad. And because of me only eating, like, a small time frame throughout the day, I really, 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 really watch. And I'm adamant on them 8 hours. Do I cheat every now and then?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. The weekend is normally my cheat time when I will break that 8 hours. But that Sunday, I don't break it on Sunday because try to ensure that I do this, and because I gained, like, these pounds, I got to drop back down because I'm supposed to be, according to my doctor, I won't say the weight,
mm-hmm.
but I'm about 10 pounds heavier than I'm supposed to be, so I have to get back down to, I was almost there, and now I've gone back up, so I've got to go back down, but that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring on Randy, and we're going to find out what the weather is, and, Baltimore.
And I do have some comments
just,
on Meatless Monday.
And somebody just, and I just, excuse me, sir. No! Really? Are you kidding me? I can't. sir. I hope everybody understands that I started off the show by saying that I had company, and I know y'all have heard them periodically. One of my puppies, who is 70 pounds, just hopped up on my lap. And he's between my keyboard and my mouth. So, Randy, I'm going to bring you on. I just have to get this 70-pound child out of my lap because he really thinks that he is a lap dog at 70 freaking pounds. Okay, let me get Randy. He done walked away for a second. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm going to get a text again.
Oh, my feet's killing me.
I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how cute you are. That's not going to work on me.
Aww.
How you doing, Randy?
You know what?
My feet's been killing me.
I mean, seriously? I'm sorry. I just had a dog put his head on my chest.
Oh.
To lay on. They get like this whenever they get a bath. They went to the groomer yesterday, so you can tell them these little prima donnas go to the groomer because they want me to know that, listen, mommy, I smell good. I smell good. I smell good. Okay, I'm sorry, Randy. Like
that's
said,
okay.
This has been an interruption show all night long. And this is only one of the babies.
Aw.
What's going on with you, Randy?
Been on my feet since 8:30 this morning at work. Oh, my feet are killing me. But I'm okay. I can walk.
Did you suck them in some Epsom salt?
No, but I will after your show's over. Put some hot water on those babies. Not going to burn my feet.
I love
feet,
me
but...
some Epsom salt.
Yeah, you asked about the weather in Baltimore? We were supposed to get snow on Thursday. The weatherman in our area just dramatized it. We say we're gonna get 2 to 4 inches. We didn't get nothing. It was just cold out there, that's all.
It was freezing here Friday. Did y'all get any snow today?
Nope.
No. Okay, we got your fucking snow. We got you snow.
Nope, we didn't get any snow.
We got you snow, don't worry.
I mean, last time we got snow, yeah.
It was in the 60s here.
60 degrees, as in degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Go on and brag, Greg. You know, keep on bragging about being 60. I mean, what, did you have on a pair of shorts and some sandals, too? I mean, come on.
Oh, no. I still walk down in the fleece and sweats. Yeah.
See, 60 degrees here, folks, from being short. I ain't going to lie. 60 degrees in Michigan, people are in short.
Oh, I know.
Not me. But
nope, not this
if
kid.
my house is cold, I'm wearing what is warm. Then I walk out the door. Holy shit, it's fucking hot out here. So it's like.
But then
sorry,
when I went to Florida, in December, and New Orleans in December, people were talking about me. They was like, "You must be from up north," and I was like, "What you mean?" Because I'm walking around in sundresses, and they're like, "Don't you realize it's cold?" I'm like, "Cold the hell?" I was like. Like 65 degrees, I'm like, that's warm.
Yeah, I agree with you
just
there.
Just put me a sweater over my arms. Talking about it's freezing. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I was like, that's called cute weather for me.
Uh-huh.
The last time we had a big snowstorm was 6 years ago yesterday. I just found out, did a little almanac thing. We have about almost 3.5 feet of snow that year.
Oh, shit.
That's 2016. That's the last big snowstorm we had. I can remember helping my neighbors digging out of this snowstorm, too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of neighbors, I want to put this out there. I will not say my neighbor's name, but one of my neighbors passed away last week.
Oh.
And I've given my condolences to the family. It's actually the gentleman that lived next door to me. And I've talked about him a few times. And I can say that at least as of right now, I will not be getting new neighbors. Because I did talk to the family, and they're going to keep the house, and they said one of them will move into it. But I knew something was going on because I had not seen him throughout the holidays, and I had been in contact with his children. So I guess, you know, people, I mean, he had given me his children's phone number along with the neighbor on the other side, because we were the ones, we always kind of keep an eye out. And, like, I would see things, and I'd be like, okay, ain't nobody been over there. And I would see how I didn't think that his children were stuff. But now I see which one is the one that's more responsible. I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that being siblings, all siblings don't get along, but the one, when they thank me because I feel, you know, sometimes she's like, you're just a nosy neighbor. And, like, I noticed some stuff, and I was like, okay. So I actually apologized. I was like, I'm not trying to be the nosy neighbor. I was like, but I stood here, and I see this stuff, and I was like, this isn't good. And they literally sent me a text message and told me that he had passed away because I called because he got Meals on Wheels. And it had been sitting on the porch for, like, 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo. Mm-hmm. This is sitting there, and I had told him, I was like, you know, you might want to go and cut off some lights or stuff because, you know, he told me, I was like, listen, I was like, I see this. I was like, but my cameras only pick up certain things. So I'm going to turn up the sensitivity on my camera on the side that's closer to my neighbor's house. I had that sensitivity down because naturally you don't want to be all up in somebody else's business. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. I haven't turned it up yet because we've been watching, like, today because it snowed. I also told my other neighbor who did not know him. So we literally went from their house to his house, and the snow got shoveled. So we didn't do the driveway. I figured you come do your own driveway. But look at the sidewalk that people got to walk down. You know what I'm saying? So then his son came, and he finished shoveling. So I'll see who's going to move up in there, but they assured me that I wouldn't be getting no new neighbors right now. I said I'll wait till everything die down and let them know if they do decide to sell, would they let me know? Because I am interested in that house. And, you know, sometimes it's too soon to say if you're going to sell your house, let me know.
Yeah.
And I want to know for purely selfish reasons. Because if they sell it for the right price, I'll buy it and my daughter will move in. My mother asked me, she's like, you want to live that close to you? I was like, listen, I was like, see, we're private people. I said, we are really private people. I said, so we, us living next door to each other, believe it or not, I'm probably that person, you know how everybody say they couldn't live near their parents? I tell everybody, my daughter will probably never know what was going on, and I would never know what's going on in her house unless I was looking out the window. And guess what? What you do at your house is your business. You know.
Yep.
Now, am I going to notice cars? Yeah, I'm going to notice cars, but, I mean, shit, she's going to notice cars in my house also. Hey, somebody going to be nosy, I'd rather be a family member. This day and age, you actually would rather your family member be nosy than somebody else. That's the sad part.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. If I had the money to buy some land and put houses on it, my daughter and her fiance would be next door. Might be an acre or two away, but, yeah, that's your house. We good.
And like I said, I know my daughter. Like, my daughter... You know what, I could say I would know because my daughter, all she do is read. So the funny thing would be that if my daughter wanted to throw a party because she likes to have her friends together, she would never entertain in her house. That's the fucked up thing. She don't entertain in her house now. So if she lived next door, she really wouldn't be you know what she entertains at? She entertains at my fucking house. I kid you not. So my daughter already entertains at my house, and she has her own house. So she lived next door. She still went entertaining her fucking house. That's the one thing I can say. If she lived next door, she still went entertaining her fucking house.
That is funny.
Like I said, she don't entertain in her house now. So, and as a matter of fact, my mother, my parents don't really entertain at their home either. I mean, my house has become, like, if they want to do something with a number of people, they entertain at my house. Mm-hmm. And you would think I had some big-ass fancy fucking house. Let's make it clear. I got a simple-ass motherfucking house. But what I do have that everybody else doesn't have is that I have that quarter of an acre. And I have the big deck on my house. And you can park.
Yeah.
Literally, you can park one. Well, let's just, we'll go from the front of this one. You can park three cars in my driveway. You can park two side-by-side and one beside my house. We're not talking about even opening my gate and having more cars behind it, because that's the area where people be entertaining at. But when you can already put three cars in my driveway and another two cars in front of my house, and you can put another, like, five or six across the street, that's a nice area, you know. When you're talking about having a get-together of maybe 15, 20 people, that's a lot of space for people to park comfortably. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why when my children and my family, they entertain in my house. I mean, if they want to do something, I normally get a phone call saying, hey, can we use your house? And then I have a bathroom that's in my basement that I have everyone use. So people don't even use my regular bathroom. They use my bathroom in my basement because you come straight out. You come off my deck and you go to the door that goes to my basement. And I have a bathroom down there. So it works out really good for them. And then if people want to sit inside and watch TV because it's easy to get in and out where it's not a big difference, my family room sits right off my kitchen. So that's the other reason why they do it. Even though now my family room is a combination family room, workout room. But, it's still there. But this week is going to be an interesting week. I am looking forward to the Pro Bowl. Everybody know that I'm looking forward to Fat Tuesday, if y'all do not know why. Here in Michigan, we have punchkies. I know everybody don't do punchkies. We have punchkies. And I'm getting punchky vodka again. I got all that vodka. I did not realize until my daughter said something that we had killed the fucking punchky vodka. Because I was like, we don't need none. She's like, Mom, we do. We almost killed it. And it only comes out once a fucking year. So. I have to get punchki vodka. And she told me what day it's supposed to be available. I ordered the shit. I spent like, I forget how much money last year on vodka.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. I'll be getting punchki vodka again. And she has told me that I got to order it. Last year, I like where they did it because I was able to go online and do it. I didn't have to stand in line. Because remember a couple of years ago, I literally stood in line and still couldn't get the fucking damn vodka. I stood out there for like four fucking hours, and I was like, are you kidding me? Last year, I ordered it online. And I was the second order. They have a big picture of the punchki on their website. I'm looking at it now. Okay, 2/11 is when it's going to go on sale. So it's countdown to the punchki vodka.
What is it, new vodka or some vodka has been out before?
This vodka only comes out once a year, and it's only made in Detroit.
Okay.
It's made with punchkies. It's made by Detroit City Distillery, and it's made with punchkies. You would think that it would be sweet as hell.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it tastes like a punchkie, and we found out that shit was good as hell last year. Like I said, I did not realize how much we killed it, But February 11th. So that means that when is February 11th? That's got to be a Friday. Yep.
Yeah,
so that means
yeah.
I'm gonna have to. I hope I'm gonna have to be on their website. I hope they do like they did. I really, really hope that they do like they did last year. Because I can tell you, as an individual who was happy, happily drunk, happily not drunk. This place has gotten so, I can tell you, a lot of alcoholics have came out of this pandemic. And when I say a lot of alcoholics, I want people to understand that the pandemic has been a negative factor. If you are an individual who has an addictive personality or was already drinking more than you should, odds are the pandemic really was not good for you. And I say was as if it's over, but people are getting out more. But if you were at home, because I know a lot of people who have been drinking, and people ask me, why didn't I? They was like, we thought you would have been drinking more since I have this big bar at my house. I have become a collector of alcohol. Not really a drinker of it, but if it's a pretty bottle, I'm almost like that kid in the candy store. Ooh, I want that bottle. If it's a pretty bottle, I'm probably buying it not because I want to drink it, but because I think it's a pretty bottle. Like I have,
yeah.
During the holidays, I went to Costco. And Greg, I think I sent you a picture of it. It's not a price, and it's to somebody else. But Costco was selling this Patron. Now, we all know I love me some Patron, but I have not cracked open the Patron, not because I don't want to, but because I haven't. But they did a 10, like, can that they put the Patron in. It's a regular bottle of Patron in it, but this can was so pretty that I had to buy it. Like, I needed a fucking bottle of Patron. But it was, like, the pretty thing in the store, and I bought it. So that is where I'm at with buying liquor. If the bottle or something is pretty or different, that's me. Like Earl Stevens. I want everybody to hear this. The Earl Stevens, which is the rapper E-40, he has a cognac.
Yep.
It's called Tycoon. I have not cracked it open yet. Pretty bottle.
Nice. I've got three, then, you might want to check out because of the bottle. The first one would be Dan Aykroyd's, I think, vodka. Another one would be Sammy Hagar, tequila. And then also Bob Stoops, OU former head coach football. He's got a rock and roll, I think, tequila. And they all, I think they're pretty damn cool bottles.
Like I said, I'm that kid with the, you know, I'm the kid in the candy store. I'm the kid in the candy store, like, ooh, look here.
And that thing, it's, yeah, it could be very addictive because they're unique. They're not in the shape of a regular bottle. It's very unique on all three of them.
It's just like when I see something different, like Ciroc does not have such a unique bottle, but it's like when they come out with those limited edition flavors, like there are some things I would get because it tastes good, because the Ciroc Citrus Summer, that vodka is good as hell, along with their grape vodka. Their white grape vodka is that shit that will sneak up on you. So I tell everybody, some things I buy because I will drink, other things I buy because it's, ooh, pretty. So, and some things I buy just because it's new and different. I try to support different businesses, especially if they're local. I'm finding out that I can't always do it. Oh, they just posted a new video. They did a two-minute video about the vodka. They just posted. Now, get this. This is how popular this vodka is. Like, I just typed in Punchki Day Vodka, and they just posted a video on YouTube.
All right, welcome to Detroit City. I'm like Forsyth.
6 hours ago. Oh, they got us a bottle.
Okay. I'll have to send you this link. Oh my God, I'm just like so ready to have punchies right now.
Was that good?
A punchy is only about 2,000. It's, people will say it's a donut. It's a donut is not a punchy. The punchy, I don't even know how to describe it. People think it's a donut. It's not a fucking donut. What it is 2,000 fucking calories of straight up fat, but.
Send me a link on that.
I can tell you. I will send you the link because they actually did a full. Ooh, they're showing you how it's made, too. On their own video. So, I just sent you the link.
February 11th, 8 a.m.
Oh, they are doing it online. Good. So that means I will have my credit card ready on that day. So. Wait a minute. I need to be able to pick that up beforehand. Okay. They just posted their video. I just sent you the link to the video.
I got the message. I haven't checked it out. I'll do it after we get off.
All I can say is, like, damn. That's all I can say is, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, and damn, and damn. And damn. And damn.
Yeah, you must love that thing. You love that drink, don't you?
Listen, it's not many things that I would say damn about, but I'm like, damn. And like I said, it's just the way it's made. It's all I can tell you is that with it being such a limited edition, you have to see you have to watch the video. That's all I'm going to say is you have to watch the video.
Okay.
Like, I'll post the video on my Facebook page because, like I said, you have to watch the video to understand how. I mean, you have to watch the video. The video, you'd be like, oh my God, that's going to be overly sweet. No, punchies are not sweet. So, and like I said, there are grocery stores and bakeries that try to make punchies, but I get my punchies from the actual Polish bakery that makes them. And regardless of how many I buy, it never works because I don't eat them all. Because one punchki, I have to put it like this. Eating a punchki means if I eat one punchki, I have to work out continuously. I would have to be on a treadmill continuously for about 5 hours to walk off one punch key. But it's so worth it. It's so, so worth it. And they only come out once a year. And Punchies are, you have to go read the story on it, because if I try to describe it, it, I can't tell it the way that it should be. I can't give it justice. All I can say is that Punchki Vodka, yes, I'll make sure I order me 2 bottles this year. Because I ordered one of each, and they had 3 different flavors. And 2 of them, we were like, okay, definitely we won't be, like, they had a rose hip. And I didn't particularly care for that one. And they had another one. But the original one that's made with the raspberry punch keys, oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Excuse me.
Bless you.
So, thank you. That's called the combination of having a German Shepherd. That's actually called having a German Shepherd and a Pit Bull Terrier who shed a lot.
Yep.
And you do not have to be allergic to dogs. When you have more than one dog in your house to shed, every now and then you will get a stuffy nose. I've come to realize that since I have the German Shepherd, I get the stuffy nose more. But it's only in the evening. That's the crazy thing. In the daytime, I'm good. But when it's time for me to go to bed, I don't know if it's because everybody is chill. And it's, I kid you not, it's only in the evening.
That's unusual.
But I think it's because they're in the house more. Like in the daytime, they're outside more. If I'm at home, and remember, it's still COVID season. So if they want to go outside, I let them. The German Shepherd really loves this cold more than the Pit Bull Terrier. So the German Shepherd is like, yo, bitch, I'll stay outside. And I'm like, you stay outside? Good. You know, so I think because they're not in the house as much, you know, in the daytime. And then depending on how it is, and then my house is more closed up now. Like yesterday I had the window open in my office because Mother Nature said, let me remind you what hot flash is. Now, I'm going to tell you how Mother Nature told me what a hot flash was. It was 17 degrees yesterday. Why the fuck did I have my window open like it was fucking a damn, I don't know how, what degree was. And my heat was not that high. But I had that damn cool breeze coming through. I was like, damn, that feel good. Damn, that feel good. I was hot as hell.
See, that would be, I'll be cold.
16 fucking degrees outside, and I got my damn window open like it ain't shit, okay? You would have thought it was summertime the way I had the window open. And I was, and when I said it was open, I'm walking around. I'm not freezing at all. And I'm like, I literally looked at the temperature of my house to see if maybe it was me or my house. It was me. Because I'm sure that my house probably was cooler than I thought it was. Because, believe me, I got to the window and I was like, oh, God, that feels so good. And I did not have on a ton of clothes. If it weren't for the fact that I think people would not want to see my naked body, I probably would have had nothing on in front of the window. But since it was the window that faces in front of my house, that is not something that, you know, I try not to flash people. I still believe that, you know, just because it's my house, nobody needs to even get a quick glimpse. You know, that's not me. So, yeah. They must be salting. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm being distracted. I hear the noises outside my house. And I'm telling you, they must be salting the streets again because, like, I can hear the big trucks, and it sounds like they have the the scraper that scrapes the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear that. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't going to be good. Well, we're supposed to get more snow, so that will make sense.
Oh. Wait, how many inches you think?
Let me see what the Weather Channel is saying. Let me go to the good old weather website. And for people, they've got weather. I'm going to tell you guys two websites. It's weather.com and weather.gov. I go to weather.gov. And the difference is that weather.gov is actually ran by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say you're going to get more accurate because I don't know what the hell nobody doing no more. I don't think anybody really knows. But I trust that one more than weather.com. So let's see. According to weather.gov, where I live at right now, it is 16 degrees. Oh, we have a 90% chance of snow tomorrow.
Mm.
How much snow are we supposed to get? Let's see. We're supposed to get about 3 inches tomorrow.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, 3 inches really ain't nothing. But they said we're supposed to get, but when they said 90% chance, and they said it's going to start at 10 in the morning. Well, it snowed from 3 o'clock this morning up until around noon today. And I want to say we got about 3 or 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So if people did not clear out their snow, maybe we didn't get, maybe we got 2 or 3. Either way, we got snow today. We got enough snow to pull out the snow floor. So I figure if you didn't shovel your snow today and you get another 3 or 4 inches on top of that, you're going to have a hard time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, actually, you could have got away with driving over the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing, you want to drive over the snow knowing that more is coming. Because snow, when it's packed down, we all know turns into ice. That ain't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be 26 degrees tomorrow. We can have a heat wave. It's going to be a full 28 degrees on Thursday. It's going to be 26 on Monday, 21 on Tuesday, 18 on Wednesday. Then we're going to shoot up to 28 degrees on Thursday.
Where I come from, that's cold.
We joke and call it a heat wave.
Hmm.
I'm serious. That's because we know that we're going to be cold for the next 2 weeks. Literally, the forecasters have been joking and saying, yeah, we can have a heat wave. But it's not going to get above freezing, so. And this only took us up to Wednesday. I mean Thursday. So I don't even know what's supposed to be on Friday. That's it. And weather.com will give you like a 10-day forecast.
Mm-hmm.
The government only gives you like about 5 days. But we getting ready to end this show. We done had a good, we done had puppies screaming and yelling. We done had me sneeze. We done had me go off about food. We could talk about Meatless Monday next week because Greg didn't talk about the Meatless Monday because he had something to say.
Well, that's the thing. Taco Bell's got black bean tacos, potato tacos now for the vegetarians. And Burger King, vegetarian burger.
Okay, we're not even going to talk about that damn vegetarian burger because I heard it ain't that good. But because the show is over, we're going to talk about that next week because I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Yep, I had
we'll
one.
We'll talk about that
actually,
next week.
It, oh, hell yes. And I'm going to go back and try that and some other stuff. And there we go.
Well, everybody have a good week. We will be back next week. And maybe we won't have puppies next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
And when I say we won't have puppies, puppies, I have, the puppies won't be making noise. That's your crazy. The puppies will
still. I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.